Mr. Gum was a fierce old man with a red beard and two bloodshot eyes that stared out at you like an octopus curled up in a bad cave. He was a complete horror who hated children, animals, fun, and corn on the cob. What he liked was snoozing in bed all day, being lonely and scowling at things. He slept and scowled and picked his nose and ate it. Most of the townsfolk of Lamonic Bibber avoided him, and the children were terrified of him. Their mothers would say, "Go to bed when I tell you to, or Mr. Gum will come and shout at your toys and leave slime on your books." That usually did the trick. Mr. Gum lived in a great big house in the middle of town. Actually, it wasn't that great, because he had turned it into a disgusting pigsty. The rooms were filled with junk and pizza boxes. Empty milk bottles lay around like wounded soldiers in a war against milk, and there were old newspapers from years and years ago with headlines like "Vikings Invade Britain" and "World's First Newspaper Invented Today." Insects lived in the kitchen cupboards, not just small insects, but great big ones with faces and names and jobs. Mr. Gum's bedroom was absolutely grimsters. The wardrobe contained so much mould and old cheese that there was hardly any room for his moth-eaten clothes, and the bed was never made. I don't mean that the duvet was never put back on the bed. I mean the bed had never even been made. Mr. Gum hadn't gone to the bother of assembling it. He had just chucked all the bits of wood on the floor and dumped a mattress on top. There was broken glass in the windows, and the ancient carpet was the colour of unhappiness and smelt like a toilet. Anyway, I could be here all day going on about Mr. Gum's house, but I think you've got the idea. Mr. Gum was an absolute laser who couldn't be bothered with niceness and tidying and brushing his teeth, or anyone else's teeth for that matter. But, and as you can hear, it's a big but, he was always extremely careful to keep his garden tidy. In fact, Mr. Gum kept his garden so tidy that it was the prettiest, greeniest, floweriest, gardeniest garden in the whole of Lamonic Bibber. Here's how amazing it was. Think of a number between 1 and 10. Multiply that number by 5. Add on 350. Take away 11. Throw all those numbers away. Now think of an amazing garden. Whatever number you started with, you should now be thinking of an amazing garden. And that's how amazing Mr. Gum's garden was.